the Soul Coaching Oracle Show with Hannah Yamaya.
Hey, hey, sup? Thank you for listening to the Kiss and Tell podcast with Nikki and yours truly. I need everyone to go do me a favor. Check out Amy and Associates on Facebook. Like, follow, and invite at least 5 people for a chance for your business to be highlighted on the next episode. Having trouble finding it? Try facebook.com/logosbya. If you enjoy listening to us, take a moment to follow the podcast Facebook page at facebook.com/KNT Podcast. Again, that's facebook.com/KNT Podcast. Holla at you.
Hey, 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 you guys, this is Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Culture Oracle, here with the Soul Culture Oracle Inspirational Messenger with BG. And you guys, she is now a permanent guest co-host on here, you guys. Excuse me for my wording. But Mrs. Inspirational Messenger, BG, would you go ahead and introduce yourself, you guys, to everybody outside listening to this podcast?
Okay, greetings to each and every one of you. I am that inspirational messenger, BG. Yes, speaking out to you. And what I do is, I am a licensed minister, a spiritual writer, creator, and I am just captivated with what's going on. It is so much going on in the world, and we're going to talk about a little bit of if you guys want a test basis, please do that. Let us know other topics you like here. But one thing that really caught my eye right now is that test basis. You know what? I got to give it to the brother. He's running with no fear. And that's the way we all should run, with no fear.
Facts.
Say that again?
I said facts.
Things that are done in the light, done in the dark, is definitely coming to the light in a lot. This is the year of unmasking it all in 2024. And a lot of people better get ready because some of y'all gonna be clubbing your soul down.
Right.
And I got to give it to him. When he talks about different things, kings of comedy, a lot of people are giving a backlash, and a lot of them are, to me, you're snapping because he's bringing forth what he saw back then, and a lot of you don't understand. You're going to reap what you sow. I don't care how much money, how your prestige, your title you think you are. A lot of things are going to start tumbling down. A lot of masks are going to fall off. A lot of sheep that are wool are going to be revealed.
Right.
No need to go off on that brother. He's just telling what he knows. And a lot of us don't know nothing about it because we weren't there.
Facts.
Right? So what I'm looking at is the fact that he's just talking about how people stole stuff. And if you look into the history, not only in the Kings of Comedy, there was a lot of things that were stolen from different artists. And other people got famous from it.
Right.
As simple as stealing somebody's things to make yourself famous. Why didn't you, if you wanted to do something, you could have gave something back. That person gave you something to make you great, and you didn't do anything for them.
Okay? Yep.
So, Cat Williams is Cat Williams, and I give it to the brother. I mean, you know, I clap my hands. Because a lot of y'all are afraid to say what you want to say, to do what you want to do. And you want to rake people over the coals because they're willing to tell you what's going on with you and what's wrong. Now, I got to give credit where credit is due. Bernie Mac, he said that right. Bernie Mac was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That was me coming up laughing at a whole lot of darkness and stuff that I was going through. Listening to him, he kept me cracking up. I still go back and listen to some of his stuff. Now, I ain't knocking none of the other brothers out of the box. They funny. I said, but the thing about it is, whether Cat reveals them or whether the universe, the creator, reveals them, You see the shit that's going on in each of them's lives. Look, go in there and look and see what different shit is going on in each one of them's lives and how they have to do other shit so they can survive.
Right, right.
Williams doing any of that?
You know what, Auntie Belinda? I said Auntie Belinda. Y'all, I call her Auntie Belinda, but Inspirational Messenger BG. I actually have the video, and I want to play it for you guys out there, and then I want you guys to listen to, you know, I'm not going to play the whole 35 minutes. I found 35 minutes of the whole, you know, 3-hour series of him, you know, being interviewed on the Kings, about the Kings of Comedy. And this particular video right here, it caught my eye. So I'm going to play about 10, 15 minutes of it. And then we're going to go ahead and go into this. And we're going to put a spiritual aspect on it, you guys. And I'm going to let the inspirational give y'all that, you know, that raw. Okay. That's the reason why I wanted her a part of my show, because she just give it to you raw. Okay. So y'all listen.
I needed you to know why I came by.
Yeah, I need you to tell us why.
People know I don't go everywhere. I'm not interested in talking to people unless it's like a Larry King or somebody of an amazing ilk that I would actually want to go talk to in real life.
Okay.
I don't do it so I can sell product, and I got things to sell, so let me come talk. You have a great product here, and as a fan base, we love the attention that you spend on the guests. We love how much work you've
done. I'm gonna fast forward it for y'all. Hold on.
With me. You're saying all 201 of us was auditioning and you had already had the role and had already shot the role in 4 days? The truth of the matter is, the Money Mike in the original script got raped in the bathroom, and that's what Ricky Smiley was okay with. Cat Williams had to take the risk in front of the studios and the cast and the powers that be in his very first movie and say respectfully, humbly, guys, if we talk about anything else, I have no credibility and I have no pull. But we talk about comedy,
right,
where I have all the credibility and all the pull. The problem with Friday After Next is we're trying to make a classic comedy. And this comedy involves a rape. And rape is never funny, no matter who it happens to or what the circumstances are. If you would allow me to allow us to do this movie without a black man getting raped in it, I promise you that it will be twice as funny as it would be with him getting raped. So considering that's the real story, why would you bring up that story? 35 members of the cast and crew have never brought up that Ricky Smiley was gonna play Money Mike. No one ever saw me put on a Santa Claus suit. We got a wardrobe department. They made a Santa Claus suit for me. Why, that wasn't in the bloopers. Why? And here's the other thing. Everything that Money Mike said, Cat Williams wrote. So what Ricky Smiley say on his? You can't say my lines, I wrote them. That's how I already know that I'm going to be funnier than you. What he told everyone.
Okay, so, Auntie Belinda. The thing that bothers me about this video, because it's 3 hours long. Now, one thing that I did hear is that Cat Williams did say Cedric the Entertainer basically stole his skit from the Kings of Comedy.
Okay.
He said that he came to his show, right, before the Kings of Comedy, and he said that he was on stage doing a skit. He said weeks later, Cedric the Entertainer got on the Kings of Comedy and said the same skit word for word, and maybe tweaked it a little bit. How do you feel about that? Do you think he's telling the truth?
I do believe that as far as the truth, it's possible that he could have done that. But as far as proving, the proving would have to be on his part, because I can tell you something that I said to in a meeting, but I can't prove it.
Right.
So something around them to lock them boxes in place. Once you ship them, if they cut the bands and remove the plastic, then anything that they got is theirs.
Right.
You can't say anything was missing, because if anything was missing, you had to prove it, because once you cut the plastic and stuff off the pallet, then you could steal a box.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that is possible. Okay?
Right.
I don't see any reason why he would have to lie.
I don't feel like he lied either. Now, the thing that I played, you guys, I played this episode, this part of the interview where he talks about Ricky Smalley in the next, I think it was the Christmas Friday, where Ricky Smalley played as Santa Claus. He was the Grinch in the, I think it was the Friday after next. Do you remember that movie? Now, remind you, in the movie, he played Money Mike. Money Mike was a man that owned a clothing store, a clothing boutique. He wasn't really a nice man to the women, but all the men, everybody loved him. All the women loved him. Now, remember in the movie, he played like he was about to get raped in the bathroom when he went to go pee. Remember that? Well, he's saying that Ricky Smalley is going around saying that he was supposed to play Money Mike, and Cat Williams wasn't supposed to be the original Money Mike in the Friday After Next movie.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard Ricky Smalley say anything. I'm not sure if where he got this information from, but what are your thoughts on that?
Now, there was an interview
Okay.
And he did say that was his part. That was the part he came for, and that he's stating that Cat Williams stole his part.
Right.
But according to
Ice Cube. Mm-hmm.
I think from what he was saying that trying to remember, I know I'm not going to remember word for word, but he didn't actually say that Kent was lying.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I knew, a little bit I had got from his interview, it was some things that were not true and some things that were said, but he kind of like danced around it.
Mm-hmm.
But from what he was saying, though, Cat wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm. I believe Cat Williams when, you know what I'm saying, because when the movie went, I actually remember going to the movie theaters to see, I actually went to the movie theaters to see all of the Friday movies, you know what I'm saying? From the one with Chris Tucker in it, from the one with Cat Williams in it, from the one with Day-Day, I seen all of them, you know what I'm saying? And I do believe that Cat Williams wrote his part. I do believe that everything in that manuscript for next Friday, Cat Williams is damn a good actor. He's actually a great-ass comedian. You know what I'm saying? I just literally just watched his comedy show that happened in 2012. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
My problem with this whole thing is, why now? Why are you coming out to talk about things that happened in the past? This is like everybody, like you were saying before we went on this podcast, that sometimes some people in the industry, especially the acting and, you know, in the comedy industry, they cannot talk about what is going on as things is happening because of their contract. But because you're not with someone, you don't have a contract, now you can speak.
It's where you can actually speak.
Mm-hmm.
And not only, I think a lot of people were thinking that because he was getting ready to go on some type of tour or something with his comedian work,
mm-hmm.
that why he did what he did. I'm not going to necessarily say it didn't have a pawn on the chessboard of life for
right.
him. but that's what you need to understand. It's chess, baby. It ain't checkers.
Right.
The moves have to be strategic, and when you're heading to try to get that queen for the checkmate, you want to get to that side, you're going to do what it takes to be chose a different avenue.
Yes.
To what he understands his assignment.
Right.
That's the thing. He's got his mind focused on getting where he needs to be. And who knows, part of where he needs to be spiritually, we don't know. He could have been guided spiritually to uncover this for a reason.
Right, right.
So you never know why people do what they do. Okay? So it could be something to uncover at this time. And when you start looking around, as they say, a hit song will holler, is everybody barking now?
Everybody barking, even Steve Harvey.
Everybody.
Listen. I actually have another video of Steve Harvey confronting. Little Bootsy is confronting Steve Harvey because Steve Harvey did threaten Cat Williams. Did you see that video?
I don't remember seeing one where he was threatening him. I must have missed out.
Okay, I'm about to play it. All right, here we go.
Be careful when you hear something that's laid out to be the truth.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to you.
I get emotional talking about it, bro. Like, I really needed it at the time.
Steve Harvey appears to have responded to Cat Williams' claims by issuing what might be termed as a series of threats to the comedian. However, it seems Cat has found favor in the eyes of several celebrities, such as Lil Boozy, who is determined to defend him at all costs. So,
be careful when you hear...
So, on here, I'm gonna send it to you, Auntie. On this video, you guys, in the video, Steve Harvey told everybody to be careful when they hear something about somebody else because it may not be true. Now, they didn't go into much detail about how, what he said, but Little Bootsy tells Steve Harvey that, I don't know why y'all mad at this man for telling the truth. This man has helped many people in the industry like me. You know what I'm saying? He basically helped me in my career. And I'm sure that he have helped a lot of you guys in y'all's career. So now that he's telling the truth about how I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, how everything is, everybody talking about how he was a crackhead, he was doing drugs. They even brought up the fact that Cat Williams got beat up by that little boy. Like, all the things that Cat Williams had been through over the years as a comedian, they're bringing up things that was in the spotlight. That didn't define Cat Williams as a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Nobody talks about the things that Cat Williams was doing for them as the time when he was up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like you said, Cat Williams is doing this for publicity. And it could be for publicity and it could be true facts. It could be false facts. But if it was false facts, nobody would be, you know, stepping up to the freaking plate and, you know, reacting to it. Look at Ricky Swelly. Look at Steve Harvey. All these men that he brought up are defending their name because it must have hit a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts?
And then on top of that, he stated that they actually, after Bernie died, they asked him to be one of the kings of comedy. And he said, the way y'all trash Bernie?
Yeah, they did him wrong.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. And he said he did what Pops would do. He said, DL. He said, oh, yeah, he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said with some of the stuff that they were doing, he just wasn't thinking of that.
Right.
And then, what's his name? The J.J., the guy that was interviewing him.
Right.
Him having six children. He adopted six children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember his detail, but he went into the biblical sense of telling you about how God rewards.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and a lot of people don't think like that, but he thinks like that. And don't think that everything he does, he's actually looking for something directly from God. That man is doing that because that's what he did.
Right.
We're not ever going to understand why people do what they do. That's a conversation that people need to understand. We all are individuals. individual people. We're here for a certain purpose. You may not agree with what I'm saying about certain things tonight, but just understand, I respect you and your opinion. You respect me and mine, because we're all a part of what's going on. We're all connected.
Right.
We may not always agree, and we may not, and our timings for different things are different. That's why when certain people get famous, they do the things they do. But I don't believe in that putting nobody down. I don't care what level you on, what kind of money you making.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you smoke. If you wrong, you wrong. And this is a society and that people are going to actually talk about the negative
right.
on you.
But right.
think about the fact that you're talking about the negative on you. Do you know how much positive you have done? Does your positive cover the negative that you've done?
Right.
Do you keep doing the same negative thing thinking nothing is ever going to be uncovered?
Right.
Just treated people and you felt like now that you're where you are, you're not worried about what you did in the past. I said, I keep telling y'all, there is a reason why it takes 2 weeks, but no.
Right.
You stoke a bad seed. You steal stuff from people. You say things to people. You do things to people. And then when you feel like you're going to turn your life around, God got you covered, and all that you did is forgotten. It's going to come up just like anything else you planned.
Right.
And it's up to you that you tend that garden. You can ask for forgiveness, or you can let the weeds and the vines run all over you and soak you down.
Yep.
That's on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't apologize to Bernie something.
He definitely is. And one thing about Bernie, he was actually one of those men that was family oriented. So I don't see how they could have did him wrong, because he wanted everybody to win.
Yeah, he did. Now, even that clip that I saw, I don't know if it was a joke or what, but when Bernie said before he could come out, he said people had stole his joke. He said Monique stole all his dick joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who knows, was he saying that as part of a joke?
But
because
you know what? You know what? One thing about it is, nobody, honestly, when it comes to stealing, you can't say somebody stole something. You know what I'm saying? The only way that they can prove that this is, you know, and I know that Bernie Mac, everything that he talked about was real life, you know, things. But when it comes to certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are, you know, this has been going on for years. You know, people being, you know, accused of stealing something from someone, not having the proof that it was stolen. Hey, did you write this skit? Let me see the original, you know, paper. Let me see the index card where your handwriting said that I wrote this skit.
And I understand that, but that's the way a lot of things are now.
Mm-hmm.
The people do the patents and the LLCs and all of this different stuff, so they have legal documentation of what they did so they can prove it.
Copyright it. Yeah. I said copyright. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. I couldn't think of the words. Or
everybody was a cat.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Don't nobody know who he is.
But you know, people are here doing that now. They weren't here doing that then. A lot of them just trusted one another.
Right. And, you know, one thing that I did hear in the video was that he was like, that somebody, I think it was Ricky Smalley that said, oh, who the fuck is Cat Williams? Everybody don't know who Cat Williams is. Cat Williams in toured around the world he's been in the game for more than 20 years, probably more than that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that Cat Williams' name speaks volume, you know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else, just like D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley is not, maybe, may not be the most liked comedian.
Uh-huh.
But his comedy, his jokes, and his, you know, everything that he does, it definitely is a different type of comedy. He is sarcastically funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But y'all, we're gonna go on a break. We'll be back with more. Y'all stay tuned. Thank you.
Hey everybody, Coach Neek here at More Time With Me Coaching. Are you feeling like you're just not connected to yourself? Wanting to tap more back into who you are, what you used to be, your hopes, dreams, and aspirations? I want you to reach out to me at moretimewithmecoaching.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook at More Time With Me Coaching. And let's get you tapped back into you and spending more time with you on a daily basis versus just using all your other hats.
Guys, listened to the last episode about the Taraji P. Henson thing, but I honestly think that he's telling the truth on some of the stories that he was telling in that, you know, that interview he had with Shay Shay. But what I'm having, you know, a dilemma with all the people that is in the industry that has the money, that is, you know what I'm saying, that actually are, you know, dealing with, you know, the thing that bothers me the most, and I'm going to put a spiritual aspect to this, BG. And okay. One of the things that I'm on my healing, you know, I'm on my healing journey right now. And when I say I'm on my healing journey, a lot of times what people don't understand about these people in the music industry, the comedian industry, the film industry, is they are human. They are human too. They are human just like you that's listening to this, the person next to you that may be listening to this, the people that 3,000 miles away from you are listening to this. They are human like you. And they don't, you know, black people, the things that people say, you know, that I have heard over the years is black people don't go to therapy. They go to barbershops and salons for therapy. So what I'm saying is on a spiritual perspective, and this is just my perspective, and it, you can agree to disagree. You know, I would like to hear the audience feedback on this as well. But I feel like that he is just another person in the industry that is trying to find some healing in him. And the only way that he can heal from the things that he have not healed about, the things that he been holding on to, that he have poured it and he and pushed it down inside of him where it's not going to affect his everyday life or it's going to affect his money. He had a wake-up call. He had a wake-up call. And this wake-up call was, hey, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell my life because this is a part of my healing journey and I don't give a fuck who likes it. I don't give a fuck if who is in whatever the story that he's telling. This is his story. And there's two sides of a story. Whether he's talking about Cedric the Entertainer, he's talking about Steve Harvey, Ricky Smalley. They are a part of his life story as a comedian. And at the end of the day, that man, he found his healing point. He found his platform. And it may have been where people, thousands of people can listen to it and watch this interview. But that was a part of his healing. Not only just his healing, but that was a part of him getting just a little bit of that fame. Because when the last time have you seen Cat Williams on fucking live TV or at TV at all? Or on your fucking, in the tabloids, on your news feed, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. You haven't heard Cat Williams in years.
That's why I said that it's sad. You never know what path a person is on.
Facts.
And when it comes to that part of healing the trauma within, your call to release your trauma is not going to be the same way I release mine, and it's not going to be the same way that Cat Williams.
Right. But.
So the call on his life was, as the old people say, sometimes they
Yep.
So he just pulled it out. And even though other people don't like the way he pulled it out, guess what? He's healing.
He's healing. And I can understand.
He's not holding on. Just look at all the shit he's been holding on to.
Right.
Been holding on to this for a long time.
Yep.
And even though he said the things he said, did you look at him? Did you see him when he was talking? That brother is hurt.
He's definitely hurt.
That brother is hurt. Okay?
Yep.
So people need to understand, like I was saying earlier, the trauma, the different history things that was going on with him from the time he was coming up and everything that he saw in life.
Mm-hmm.
The different views, the different places he's been. He's got to pour out the expertise, the lessons, the life lessons that he learned. He's got to give them out there to somebody.
Yep.
Can't hold on to this forever.
Facts.
You got to pull it out.
Big facts.
So spiritually, he pulled it out. He had to heal. And he's still healing.
And he's going to keep healing. And the thing is about this whole scenario, you know, with Cat Williams, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, I mean, I feel like he may went about it the wrong way as far as the interview, but that's the reason why I started this podcast. Me podcasting is healing the traumas in me, talking about the things that I can relate to, that can help me heal in things that I've been through. And no, I'm not on TV. I'm not on, you know, I'm not in the tabloids, and I'm not famous as far as Cat Williams. So I don't have Cat Williams money, but. But at the end of the day, I feel like Cat Williams are at a place in his life. And I know he's like, what, probably about in his late or early 50s. Okay. But everybody deserves to heal.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves to heal. And I don't feel like what he did in the interview, but putting people in his story that has put that put this trauma in him, that started the trauma, that, you know, made this a part of his trauma in life. He didn't mean to hurt them. You know what I'm saying? But he's angry. He's angry because everybody that he looked up to coming up did him wrong. Did him wrong. And y'all believe this, y'all can believe me or not, but there is more, and spirits told me this yesterday. It's not just him and Taraji coming out talking about people that has did them wrong, that is not giving them what they worth. Watch what I say. In 2024, there's going to be more celebrities coming out telling their story because they have their awakening. Because guess what? The people that did this to them is going to reap what they sow, whether they like it or not. Karma comes whenever you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Every time it comes you don't expect it.
Yeah.
And it makes it so bad. A lot of people that you put on pedestals and you think they are so great, if they didn't have a guilty part in it, then why are you trying to defend it?
Yep.
Why are you trying to defend it? Because all he's doing is healing. And if it's triggering you, guess what?
It's triggering somebody else.
You need to heal too.
Right. So if
it is damaging to other people, because it's not just Cat Williams, it's other people out here, and it's children, it's other people's lives who have touched. And they thought you were extra too.
Right.
And now the mask and everything is being pulled off of you.
Right. And you know what, I can really you know, I can go into deep conversation about certain people in the, you know, in the industry that I am in. You know, I am a spiritual life coach, I'm a tarot oracle reader, And there has been many people that crossed my path as I've been, you know, am on my journey as a business owner, as a life coach. And I also include my tarot cards and my oracle cards into my life coaching. And I have had people steal from me.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. I've had people steal from me.
But the thing is, I didn't have to heal from it to get on, to go on TV and talk about it. I had to heal from it from the inside of my home. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go on live stream and was interviewed by anybody to heal because I didn't have that platform. You know what I'm saying? And if I have the platform now to go tell my whole story, but guess what? What is it going to do for me? Because I have healed from it. And I feel like people are belligerently trying to make Cat Williams out to be a liar because, like you said, BG, a hit dog will holler. And now they reap what they sowing, and I feel like Cat Williams was blackballed in the comedian industry. Once he got beat up by that little boy and it came off crackheadish, I believe that was the last time you seen him in the tabloids. That's the last time you probably seen him on tour. I haven't seen Cat Williams in North Carolina since 2013, 14, 15.
Wow.
I haven't seen that man on tour doing a comedy tour since 2012, probably 2014-15. It's 2024. That man needed
there's a lot of times that even in the biblical sense, do you notice that after a while people would just
Mm-hmm. And then they come back.
They come back.
Yeah. And what
happens a lot of times with your walk in your spiritual
in your life, right?
The walk in your life, you have to hear.
Right, because I ain't gonna lie, Auntie Belinda, you have walked with me through my business, and you have seen me disappear and come back like nothing ever happened. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, people don't understand as world leaders, whatever you fucking do in your life as a leader, because I am a world leader. BG is a world leader. I went through a part where I disappeared from my business and they didn't see me for a while because I was dealing with some demons that I needed to heal myself. Not only some demons, but I was dealing with outside life problems that I didn't have time to work on my business or podcast. You know what I'm saying? I had to redeem myself because the things that I was going through, I was defining myself as what I was going through. Uh-huh. And those things, those situations, those events did not define who I was.
No.
And Cat Williams took this break because he had to find himself again. He has never been one person that I know of as far as me watching him on TV. And I actually went to see him one time in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he didn't seem like a person that'll sugarcoat nothing for you.
No. And that's what makes you a great comedian and makes you unique.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the funniest things are the realest things.
Right.
You look at Tom Perry and how he made it. Open jokes of his family.
Right.
I said, I did that, my family would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be hilarious, but they okay.
Right. Right.
On different things, but that's a part of stepping into your platform as a leader.
Right.
Have to step up and take the beating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I continue to say, this is just book, this country.
Right.
And I'm looking at Harry Potter, I let you know mine is wizard chess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just let you slide across the board. I make sure you get
right.
Okay. If you're not gonna do right, if you're gonna go over my boundaries and do things and say things, just like that, Williams his was with us there.
Yep.
He started y'all off the board and he weren't.
what he did was he was a jigsaw puzzle. He had a pick. What you say?
I said absolutely.
Yes, because he had to pick up all the pieces that everybody destroyed of him and put them pieces back together to bring a new him. If you guys that's listening to this podcast right now, and y'all ever seen the video or the interview, you could tell that he has went through a spiritual awakening, because he didn't come in there fly. He didn't come in there shaved up, hair did. He came in there and he looked like he just went through an awakening. And he got up one day and he said, hey, I'm going to tell my story.
Yep, that's what it looked like.
He didn't look like he was making, he didn't look like that he had millions of dollars. Maybe he do have millions of dollars. But that man that I seen sitting right in front of Shay Shay, he looked like a man, a human, a regular person on the street that wanted to tell his story, because guess what? I'm coming. He said he's coming back on the stage. And he's coming back and he's going to come back looking brand new. You know how people used to say, new year, new me? But this is not a new, it's a new year. It's going to be the same Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Just a different.
What he told was bold and courageous. But guess what? It was also magic.
It was.
Something he went to tell, and it was like he was being stopped.
Yeah.
He was. It wasn't that for him.
He was being shut up.
It ain't all been told. See, when you get into communication, mm-hmm. not only do you have to listen,
mm-hmm.
you have to observe.
Right.
Because it's not all, you have to be in touch with the spirit. So if you can feel the spirit and then you watch it, what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not uncovering everything.
No.
He's going to show something again.
He's coming back. What more?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be the same. It's going to be a new year, 2024 for him. But it's going to be the same Cat Williams, just a different, a higher, a different dimension version of Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of people going to be crying out.
Yeah. He already, and not only that, Auntie Belinda, he already exposed Oprah. So just imagine what's going to happen. You know, just imagine. He already.
And the last thing I heard, she's talking about coming after him to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
I think, why you gotta come after him to destroy him? It's because you're wrong.
Right.
I mean, damn, do you understand that when you come after him like that, you are wrong?
Yep.
But you stand up and you talk about the God in you and this, that, and the third. I believe it's just like the other people were saying with the rising. You after the money.
Yeah.
You after the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn, is your back door open and you in such a trap that everybody that says something about you, you got to try to destroy them? You
mm-hmm.
want to sue everybody?
Facts. Oh,
you want to, as my cliche says, you want to Cardi B everybody?
And I think, you know what, Oprah want to take everybody out. You know, she's going to try to take him out. But I feel like Cat Williams has a whole army behind him that will not let that happen. Cat Williams is protected by the higher power.
Absolutely.
And he said that in the interview. He said,
he said that in the interview.
He said that, you know, I don't care what nobody say, what they try to do, but I'm covered. I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about it is I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat it for you guys. I respect him and Taraji P. Henson for coming out and telling their story, because when Monique told her story, she was like blackballed for good.
Mm-hmm. You know, if the people didn't like Harriet.
Yeah.
When she broke out.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hadn't broke out, we wouldn't be broke out.
Right.
So somebody's got to break out.
Yep. So
everybody sit back and be a coward. Don't sit back and let other people read the Bible and tell you what the Bible says.
For yourself, because let me tell you something, the things that Cat William hasn't told you about is his enlightenment. And one thing that, you know, as a spiritual life coach and a spiritual advisor, I always tell my students and my clients, enlightenment is something that cannot be taught.
That's right.
It's an experience. So for everybody that's out there judging him, looking down on him, or him or Taraji, understand that is their experience. That's their enlightenment. And until you have walked a mile in their shoes and know what it feels like to be walked all over, to be devalued, to be devalued as a black man or a black woman, because honestly, in the United States of America, we are the lowest of the lowest of the pyramid.
Absolutely. And
so
black women are really fragile.
Facts. So just think about it. How would you feel if someone wasn't paying you your worth, but the person beside you that's in the same cat that's working, doing the same thing you're doing, trying to get do the same thing as you, getting paid more than you, but they a different skin color? Or the person beside you that you are working together with, y'all the same complexion, same color. But that person, her voice is better than yours, so she got paid more than you because she had a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or because she was prettier. Or she talked more white. Or she acted more white. And she had less ghetto in her. But sometimes we get less paid because of our name.
Thank you. I was just getting ready to say, even your name will keep you from being paid a certain amount of money.
Your name would keep you from getting a gig because the other person's name was hurled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I'm adamant about people that when you're having your children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really dealt with me was when you learned that the parables in the Bible that they don't give children to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to when you're naming your children, you want to bless your children.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful what you name your children, because I've had this. How many people do you know child's name is stupid?
Nobody. Right. Because I'm going to tell you something. My name, and my real name is not Hannah, you know? My real name is Saquana. Mm-hmm. And I hate that fucking name. I have people that calls me, that been knowing me as Saquana all my life, and they call me Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that didn't know me from a can of paint, and they know my real name. Like, BG, she knew my real name, but she still calls me Hannah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, I actually had a conversation with my fiance the other day, and I told him, I said that I think I'm going to change my name. I think that I'm going to change my name to Hannah Yamaya. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it.
You don't have to, because life is about choices.
Mm-hmm.
If God gives us all free will, you are right now because of what you just made.
Right.
I tell people, you can't blame people for the way your life is going.
Right.
You tell them to do those things.
Right.
So it makes you feel powerful, your power comes back, and it fails in your power. Changing your name.
Right. And I feel like that's something that, you know, what Cat Williams is doing right now. He's turning a new leaf. He's making a name for himself again. And he's keeping Cat Williams, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what everybody know him as.
Yeah.
But Cat Williams is writing, he's putting his yellow bricks on the road, and he's paving that way. He's gonna walk down his little yellow brick road, and he's gonna go far.
And he will.
And he's
like he said in the roundabout way, and some people would take it wrong.
Mm-hmm. He got mouths to feed.
Yeah.
Just like
he's
you do.
He's got a legacy to do, to make sure that they got a nice foundation to stand on.
Right.
And that's what we as a people need to be doing. We need to make sure that there is a foundation for those that
Facts, because I have six kids too, so I can agree.
Okay.
I got six kids. I got a mouth to feed. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so whatever we do in our life, it affects the world. You never, you know what I'm saying? It affects the world. The law of, I think, is pure energy. Right? Meaning, everything is connected to everything. The law of cause and effect. Sometimes you don't have to be the cause to be affected.
That's right, because we're all connected, and that's the way it flows.
Right. So, the reason why we decided to do this podcast, and y'all better understand when I say BG will be on every episode. Be ready, because let me tell you, we will be live every Wednesdays and Saturdays at 9 p.m., okay? Y'all stay tuned, because we're going to have more of BG, more of Hannah, more of other guests that you ain't heard in the past, and you guys, our anniversary is coming up. April 19th, your Soul Culture Oracle podcast will be a podcast. We've been podcasting for 6 years, April 19th.
Six years,
y'all.
That's right.
I'm thinking in 3 months, I am going to have all the podcast personnel, the guests that we had in the years to come on the podcast. And we just going to have a big old, if I can get everybody, if I can't, that's cool. But I'm going to get whoever I can get. We're going to get on here. We're going to have a big ass round table, and we just going to talk about shit that happened. Right. So definitely tune in and understand that we reap what we sow
every day,
no matter who we bring in our life, who walk out our life, who was temporarily in our life, who was permanently in our life. We're going to reap what we sow. And what's going on right now is Cat Williams making everybody reap what they sow, because he's planting seeds for his seeds and his seeds and his other seeds after that. So if you're not planting seeds and watering them, then obviously you're not doing something right.
Okay.
So plant some seeds.
Plant those seeds.
Plant your seeds and reap what you sow, because the more you water them, you're going to sow some more. So you're going to get all the sowing, and you're going to be able to reap all the blessings and outcomes that's coming. No matter if you got to talk about it, you got to get on live TV and talk about it, do it.
Yeah.
Plant your seeds. Water it.
Make sure you
right. Right. And be mindful what you be mindful. You can speak on things and be mindful. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I can say about now, Cat Williams wasn't mindful, and he has never been a mindful mouth. Okay. But Taraji P. Henson, in my last episode, I did talk, you know, we talked about her. When she did come out, talked about how she wasn't getting paid, she never said any names. She never named a soul. But the difference between her and Cat Williams is Cat Williams said names.
Okay. Now, the thing that got me about Dubai, I know we really, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Go ahead.
What I thought was, it was a publicity thing. Because if you think about it, let's just pass the bullshit in the middle.
Okay.
Let's just do a little tag.
Right.
Tag legit and keep speaking. Then you look her and Oprah in pictures and stuff, and all of a sudden they're talking like if they made up.
Right.
Then you hear some monk shit come out. Then you hear 50 Cent say offering Taraji to work with him, and he will pay her. What she deserves.
Right.
But the thing about it is, did she ever get in contact with 50 Cent? Last interview I heard from 50 Cent, she ain't heard it from Taraji. So my thing is, if you're really hurting sis, and this man is offering, what's the problem?
Hey, let's talk about that Saturday. So y'all stay tuned, because guess what? We're gonna have a part two. Let's have a part two on that Saturday. So y'all stay tuned. It's your girl, Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Coaching Oracle, with your Soul Coaching Oracle Inspirational Messenger, BG. We will be back Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern time zone. You guys set your motherfucking clocks, because we don't come to play, okay?
That's right. Eastern Standard.
We are both
in. Write that shit down. Put it in your phone. Make your phone beep.
Remember it. Put it in your Google Calendar, okay? We are on seven different freaking platforms. We are on Apple Podcasts. We on Spotify. We on Google Podcasts. That's just three of them, okay?
Right.
Now, if you don't want to download no app, you could go to your, you could go to Say Creations and Healing LLC on Facebook, Sacred Creations and the and sign Healing LLC, and you can go and go ahead and type in my, I'm sorry, you guys. You can go ahead and click on my website, go to my podcast link that is up there, because my podcast is on my website. You can listen to us on my website today, okay? So if you are not missing, if you're missing out, go to my website. If you're too lazy to take 5 seconds to download Apple Podcasts or Spotify and find your Soul Coaching Oracle on either one of those platforms, do that. And also, we are on iHeartRadio, so I know your kids listen to it. You listen to it. Go find us. We are every Wednesday and every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And if we can start, if we can come up here live and y'all can listen to us, I know it only takes for some of you new listeners to go find us and listen. And if you liking what you hear, go ahead and leave us a review. Give us 5 stars today. Okay, go like our page. Go like our page. You know what I'm saying? Go subscribe to the website. We do newsletters every day. Our blog, you know, we are on our shit. So y'all stay tuned, because we're going to have a special guest Saturday, Monique from, she's a podcast, but her name is, I can't remember her name, but her name is Monique. And she will be with us. She actually was on my podcast last year. Back midsummer. So y'all stay, Coach Neek, her name is Coach Neek. Y'all stay tuned, because Coach Neek will be podcasting with us this Saturday coming up. And we're going to be talking about the part two on Taraji and everything else. So Miss BG, if you got anything to say, go ahead and say it, so we can go ahead and, you matter of fact, you can go ahead and just put us on out of here.
All right. Looking forward to you all again and telling us what you think. Want you to share your opinion. We need to hear from you. And come on now, we done told you all the places we are.
Right.
More than 6 locations, one near you. All right, it's been good. Thank you so much, our Soul Coach Oracle Hannah, Yamaya, and the inspirational message of y'all. We out.
Y'all have a great night. Bye, you guys. Hey, this is Sacred Creations and Healing LLC, Hannah Yamaya here, to invite you guys. I am an author, you guys. I have just published my first book called The Secrets of Terror. I actually have another book coming out May 6th called Sex, Slaves, and Magic. I want to go ahead and invite you guys to go subscribe to my Amazon page. Come and follow me on Books with Hannah Yamaya on Facebook, and purchase the tarot book. If you are into tarot cards, oracle cards, or any kind of cards, go purchase my ebook on Amazon called The Secrets of Terror. And do not forget, May 6th, 2023, Sex, Slaves, and Magic will be coming out, the series, okay? So you guys stay tuned, and you guys have a blessed day.
It's the Soul Coaching Oracle Show. Have a good night.